Something I'm sure you all understand clearly is that the letter C in today's English has two very different pronunciations. It can be pronounced like a K, as in the words car, can, or coal. It can also be pronounced like an S, as in the words scent, circle, or cease. What is maybe not so clear is why the letter C has two different pronunciations. So let's look at the history and development of the letter C to understand how these two very different pronunciations for one letter came to be. Precursors of the letter C existed as the third letter of a number of early alphabets. Look at the letters from these early alphabets, from early Semitic, from Phoenician, and from early Greek. These letters were the predecessors of the letter C. They were each the third letter in their respective alphabets, and they were all formed with a shorter and a longer line meeting at a sharp angle. Now, in each of these languages, the letter was pronounced with a hard G sound, as in go or get. This letter did not have an S or K sound. As languages developed, this early C was used for both the G sound, as in go and get, and the K sound, as in kite or kid. The angular letter seen here from early Latin had two sounds, a K sound and a G sound. By the classical Latin period, these two sounds were differentiated. The early Latin angular letter was rounded to create the letter C of today. This letter was pronounced with a K sound. A new letter was created by adding a line to the C. This new letter had a G sound. Thus, in classical Latin, the letter C was pronounced only with a K sound. Okay, the final change was the addition of the S sound to the letter C. This happened because of the French influence on English. You see, there was a major influence of French on the English language with the victory of the Normans over the Saxons in Britain in 1066. Now, because of this French influence, the letter C took on the S sound in addition to the K sound that it already had. Let's look at this chart of the pronunciation of the letter C. At this point in the English language, the letter C has a K sound when it precedes the vowels A, O, U, or a consonant such as L. The letter C generally has an S sound in front of the vowels E, I, and Y. Okay, now, it's important to make sure that all the pieces of the puzzle are in the right place. There were four stages in the development of the pronunciation of the third letter of the alphabet. In the beginning, the third letter of the alphabet was pronounced with a G sound. Then, in early Latin, the third letter had two sounds, G and K. In later Latin, a new letter was created for the G sound, and the letter C had only a K sound. Finally, because of the French influence on English, the letter C also took on an S sound.